maybe I'll give you a call sometime.
Then the phone call happened.
You just gotta call me Z, yeah. You just gotta call me Z.
Give me my phone call.
It was the phone call.
WBZ News Radio 1030. Bradley J. and Joe Matthew. How do you do, Joe?
Good morning, Bradley J.
I was going to bring you a bottle of wine.
Actually. Were you really?
Yeah, I was not going to tell you. I was going to surprise you. I was going to leave it.
But then I think, little Amarone.
But if I leave it on you, it's going to be weird. The other news people are going to be like.
Like, he doesn't leave me wine.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll hide it in your desk or something.
And or you could present it to me on the air, and it would be sort of an on-air shtick. Then they would feel like,
right.
It's an on-air thing.
What I have is a relatively cheap Amarone. Mm-hmm. I want to see how you like it. It's my favorite special occasion kind of wine.
I would love to find out what this is. Now, somebody referred to me as Wine Yoda Light after our conversation.
Really?
Yes, I took that personally.
By the way, if you just did not hear our conversation yesterday, we were talking about
you're
the fact that
for it.
Joe is a wine expert, and we were talking about the Amarone wine, which is basically the grapes are dried out into raisin-like things.
Very good.
Raisins.
Yeah, yeah.
Before they make the wine. And it tends to be really awesome.
Gives
and there's,
some
there's
guts.
One that's relatively inexpensive, but fantastic.
Amarone, of course, can be really expensive.
Yeah. Well,
much more than that. So that's a find if you have it.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking
one.
It's kind of a find.
But maybe, people should know you're talking about something that's normally very expensive.
How much?
Oh, you could spend hundreds of dollars on a good bottle of Amarone.
Now, here's the thing. It says on the bottle, Amarone Valpolicella. Now, which is a subset of which? Is it a type of Valpolicella? What is a Valpolicella?
Wow, you really don't want to go into this. But I mean, I could answer that for you, but you'll be sorry you asked me that.
All right, but
there are several different classifications for Amarone.
Yes.
Starting with the classic Amarone, going down to what is just Valpolicella. There is a Amarone della Valpolicella that's sort of in between the two.
I hope
that's
this
the best. That's not going any further than that.
Okay. So since it says both of those on the bottle, it might be the in-between version.
That's about right. In layman's terms, that would be kind of...
It's a little expensive for me to be a daily drinker. But it's...
He likes nothing more when he knocks off the air than a bottle of Amarone.
But it's the kind of thing you can have every couple of weeks. Like, hey, let's get takeout and rent a movie and get a soda special bottle of wine, that kind of thing.
Well, do you drink Amarone with takeout?
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Oh yeah,
I love the image of the $500 bottle of wine.
That's me
in a cheap glass with a hot dog.
Oh, with sardines.
Yeah,
maybe not sardines, but yes. By the way,
you're manly even when you're drinking unmanly wine.
Right. There's only one situation where it might be unmanly.
Yeah, with the wine or just in general.
We had a car guest on. We were talking about.
I heard
Miatas.
Yeah.
You know, you're familiar with the Miata.
Yeah.
Did you have a Miata ever?
No.
Okay, good. Because I was
about
just
to disparage
say,
anyone who did.
I don't know. I think maybe that's a chick car, and I see dudes riding around, and I'm thinking, dude, you need to rethink.
You're
this.
In a Miata.
There's no way. I know they're cool and they're sporty, but it's tiny and it's tiny, and it's tiny.
Says a man who does not drive a car,
right?
Because he wouldn't be caught dead in a Miata.
No, I do. I have a Jeep Liberty.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you have this whole time said that you don't drive a car.
No, if there's some sort of nuclear meltdown,
you can get out of Dodge.
I'm out of Dodge.
Yeah. In a licensed fashion?
It's on the road.
You're licensed, though?
It's legit.
You're licensed. I mean, you, not it.
I have a license.
You do.
I thought
you were Mr. Urban, I don't need a car. I'm a public transportation. I have envied you for that.
I am Mr. Urban. It's crazy for me to drive the car.
How often you put it on the road?
It's on the road. It's in a parking spot right outside the house.
So you could, it's like liquid cash. You could get in it and drive it now.
Yes,
it's not in some storage unit.
If I need to, let's say, I think I'm going to go to the White Mountains. Let's go.
But if you don't need to, you will not get in the car.
Yeah.
You got the resident pass. Nobody's going to mess with it.
Yes.
Okay. This is news. We didn't know that. No one knew that.
It's not a secret.
That's fine. Not even to suggest that you tried to hide that. We just didn't know it.
All right. Back to the wine-related conversation. I have a theory, a thing I do that I think you might want to embrace.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
learn something.
Like some things about me I don't like. This is one of the things I do.
That you do like.
Yeah. I don't really like champagne, however, for special occasions.
Oh, God. You just haven't been.
Right. You're right. I can't afford
No, you just haven't. Yeah. It's okay.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. You would love champagne.
Okay. It's very, I can't go much above the usual Clicquot.
That's fine.
Okay. But on special occasions, I will get it. And those two special occasions are when I get a job.
Yes.
And when I get fired.
Okay. I like that.
You should have
I do like this, and I am here to practice it with you.
You should have a bottle of champagne.
You lay out for the good stuff when you get fired.
In the fridge and celebrate it. It's as bad as it seems.
It's momentous.
It's a new beginning.
Well, that's right.
And
you're a glass half full kind of guy.
It's kind of cool to take charge of how you feel about a certain situation. Mm. Say, you know what, honey? Got fired. We got a new life.
We got a new life. Says the man who's not married. Hey, honey, guess what? Got fired. Let's celebrate.
I know that it presents certain challenges, but it also gives you a certain freedom that you would not have. You would never have the you know what's to go ahead and leave to pursue, you know, your sommelier career or whatever.
Oh God, yeah, you can't make money doing that. It turns out. I had that in mind, by the way. You know, this radio thing, done with that.
Really?
Joe
Matthew was done with radio.
No, I said someday if I am. The idea was this is a lot of fun to do. And maybe someday, as they say, something to fall back on, whatever that means.
Right.
But you can't fall back on that very easily.
That knowledge gives me this image of you, and, you know, as you someday, when you reach the pinnacle and there's nowhere else to go. And you decide you're going to do that next thing that you've always wanted to do.
And I picture you
moving to Italy or France and actually operating in some sort of vineyard.
I like the way you think.
Is that something you would do?
Well, that's like something anybody would do, I think, isn't it? That's
I
one
guess.
Of those fairy tale things that everyone wishes they could do.
I guess so. Not me.
You're not one of them.
No.
You don't want to be tied down, man.
Listen to you.
It's Bradley J.
I don't want to be tied down, man.
Yeah, man.
I do have issues with being tied down.
I know, and you make me feel very tied down as a result.
No.
I'm nailed into place compared to you.
I have, and I may have said this.
Nailed
I have
myself.
This sort of flirtation with this idea of someday when I get fired.
Yeah. What would you do?
I go get a cabin up in the White Mountains.
Not a winery.
No, I couldn't operate a winery.
Cabin.
It's way too
complicated. Well, I couldn't either, but you were just blue
and
sky.
And I would just kind of make music. You could come up and play.
That'd be great.
And I would have a snowmobile, and I'd be all manly.
Sounds really cold, though.
It is cold.
Yeah.
And I would have, you know, I'd
be all manly.
I'd be able to shoot out the window.
Oh, come on.
I'd get up.
We're back to the shooting.
It'd be a little bit
Hunter
Thompson.
How come it always ends with shooting?
A little bit Hunter Thompson. I'd get up. I'd have my coffee.
Yeah.
I'd throw open the sash.
Couple pops out the window.
Pop out a few rounds. I don't want to see no stinking neighbors. I don't want to live near anybody.
I don't even know why that's so funny, but this has got ATF Branch Davidians written all over it.
I want to have to.
Because I'm going to be covering the story when you're surrounded by armored vehicles.
No, I'll pay my taxes. I won't have any income. I won't have any taxes.
You won't have taxes? You'll be off the grid living in a cabin like a Unabomber.
Well, I want it to be so off the grid that I have to take my snowmobile to my car.
Wow.
I want to live on a dirt road.
So this is after you get fired, though. This would be a spectacular firing. That means you can't be hired anywhere.
Well.
Guys, we're treated
you know,
to a cabin in the middle of nowhere.
This is the job.
The top of the mountain, as
for
they
me,
say.
Yeah. The top of my mountain.
Sure.
There are bigger mountains.
Everyone's got their own
mountain. This is a perfectly
mountain.
Fine mountain.
I you like know, it. Somebody once said that, as I think I've brought this to you before, that everyone has a front row. Everyone has their own front row. And I love that concept. We populate it in different ways. But it kind of goes along with that whole. This is everyone has their own mountain. Everyone has their own front row.
So the only trouble with my whole theory is that it wouldn't work because there'd be nobody to talk to.
Well, you'd be
I forget
shooting
about
at them.
That.
Yeah, you'd scare people away.
I'm a guy who needs to talk to people. And even living on
because there'd be no phone in that cabin either, I bet.
No. Even living on Plum Island, I started to go crazy. And that's kind of civilized.
Yeah, you can
because there's no one to talk to.
You see people there.
The only people that are up there... You know, they know how to talk about how to fix the twin Mercuries in their fishing boat. And if you don't know how to talk about that, you're out of luck.
The twin Mercuries.
So up in New Hampshire.
Could
in my
you do
cabin,
that? Or that was the problem.
No,
you could
that's
not
the problem.
That.
All right, that's the only thing they want to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't talk about anything else. Same thing up in the cabin. I go out of my mind because there'd be nobody to talk to. So unless I had a couple of like-minded people up there to hang around with, I'd be out of luck.
Did you see the debate last night?
No, I did not. I listened.
This was worth watching.
Uh-huh.
They threw it down.
Finally.
And there's a new poll. Yeah, finally.
They got out of the old blah, blah, blah.
Honestly, this was a kind of a Bradley J. friendly debate because okay, they good. Got off the script here. And we've got a new poll that again shows Charlie Baker in the lead barely.
Barely
Wall
like
Street
9 points?
Wall Street Journal this morning, interesting. Not 9 points. Okay. No, this is 45-41.
Uh-huh.
Wall Street Journal front pager, Republicans winning in New England. Check it out.
All right.
There's a trend here.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Joe. Joe, stay until the last gun is fired, as they say in New Hampshire.